From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Yitro, taking advice and delegating. If we look at the beginning of the Parsha, there seems to be some sort of secular advice that's offered by the Gentile father-in-law of Moshe, Yitro, Jethro, after whom the Parsha is named. And this relates to a point that I was discussing with my Mechudin, Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig, where he says that the Torah has something to say about everything. Even matters that are not per se moral issues, the Torah has something to say about it. So, A, should we take advice from Gentiles, from outside our community? Should we seek advice? That's one question. And also the question of delegating. The advice that Jethro gave was that he should delegate, that Moshe should delegate his authority. Is that proper? Is it not proper? What is our attitude toward delegation? The notion that we should take advice in general is Chuah Berov Yoetz says in Mishlei and Proverbs that you can find salvation with a lot of different advice from different people, different sectors. So clearly, it's a positive kind of thing. The challenge here is we have Moshe Rabbeinu, who received the Torah. So he has prophecy. He can speak to God directly about any question. And he's receiving advice from a Gentile father-in-law. So what's going on? Well, the question is, did Moshe take advice from the father-in-law? You say, what do you mean? It says right there. Father-in-law gave him advice, and Moshe appointed officers under him, following Moshe's advice. But we have to look more carefully. Rashi says that when Yitro says, Shema bi b'ni yatzchavi yilu kimimach, what does that mean? I will give you advice, but let God be with you. Rashi says in this advice, Ba'amar Elohi malech b'gvura, check with God first. Or Ramban quotes a pasuk at the end of at the end of Yitro's advice, if you do this and God commands you to do it, if God approves of it, then you'll be in good shape. So even Yitro doesn't think that Moshe should take his advice. First, his advice should come from God. So the question as to whether Moshe took advice from the outside is an interesting question. There's also a question we think we've raised in other years. Was this advice given Kodem Matan Torah or after the Matan Torah? Do we read the verses as they are, that this story took place before the Torah is given? So he's getting advice before the Torah is given. But once the Torah is given, maybe you wouldn't take advice. Or no, this story took place after the Torah was given. And even after the Torah is given, we still find room for advice from the Gentile, from outside. We of course also say that Ezeu Chacham ben Zoma says in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, chapter 4, Mishnah 1, that Ezeu Chacham elo meimi kol adam, who is a wise man, wise person, one who learns from everyone. And we learn from the verse in Tehillim, in the Psalms, Mikom lamda yiskalti ki dotecha eloidvotecha sichali, because I learned from all of my mentors. You should learn from everyone all around you. The Gemara in Bava Metzia talks about taking advice from your wife. Now, today's terms, well, things are a little different, but in those days, the man would be rather learned Torah scholar. The wife would not be, generally speaking. There were exceptions, notable exceptions. But as such, if he takes advice from his unlearned wife, you know, maybe he should make the decisions. So what's the story? So in fact, you have different types of sources. On the one hand, Rav said, you know, if you follow the advice of your wife, she might give you advice like Jezebel gave advice. And that was a terrible thing for King Ahab, that his wife gave him that kind of advice that led him very much astray. But Rav Papa says, wait a second, I have a question. There's a famous Babylonian saying, or Jewish saying, I don't know. He says, if your wife is a midget, you should bow down and listen to her. In other words, even if you have to strain to listen to her, always listen to your wife's advice. So the Gemara says it depends on what matters. In godly matters, so maybe in a classic ancient marriage, maybe there was limited resources and the husband maybe would want to use them for something else, and maybe the wife would not agree. So on holy matters, maybe you should make your own decisions. The husband was a Talmid Chacham, he was a scholar, let him make decisions. But on other matters, the wife has practical advice. Take her advice, don't worry about it. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos praises King David for taking advice, that he took advice about, even though he was the king, when he would come in Paskin Shiles, he would decide Jewish law, but he would always ask Mephibosheth. He would always ask Shaul's son, Fedanti, Fechiavti, Fezachezachiti, Fetiarti. All the cases he adjudicated and all the questions that he decided, he would always ask someone else, did he do the right thing or not? Even King David had many, many advisors. Achitophel, at one point, was one of the key advisors, and he was a very wise man until he went to the dark side, to Avshalom. Most pointedly, unlike the Gemara in Bava Metzia 59a, which said that, you know, maybe there are certain matters which should not get advice from your wife, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when he was asked to become the chief rabbi of the Jewish people, the head of the Sanhedrin, the Nasi, so he said, no, imlech b'anshi beiti. He wants to check with the people in his house. Azal b'imlech b'dvito, he went and he checked with his wife in order to decide this very holy question, should he become the Nasi, the head of the Jewish community? He asked his wife, it was perhaps a holy question, perhaps a practical question, and she was worried that he'd be fired, that the other fellow would come back, that the rabbi would come back. She was worried that he wasn't old enough, they wouldn't respect him, and he dealt with the questions that she raised. So we see that great rabbis and great holy people like David, like Elazar ben Azariah, they do take advice from the wife, and we have this Aramaic saying, you should always bend over and hear the words of your wife. In terms of the question of delegation, delegating authority, the advice that Yitro gave, so it reminds me of the words of Reb Tarfon in Pirkei Avos that's well known, chapter 2, Mishnah 16. Reb Tarfon Omer, he says various things, and he says, Lo alecham l'chalik mor, you don't have to finish all the work. Lo ata ben chorin libatam, but you're also not free to desist from it. On that Mishnah, the Vilna Gaon says, oh, it's like the Yalkut and Ekev, like a Medrash. What does the Medrash say? It says in the Shema, we say, Asher Nochim Zavchayom, which I command you today. So he says, a person might say, I can't learn the whole Torah to observe all the mitzvot. It's endless. Just skimming the Talmud, it takes 7.5 years. How am I going to finish this thing? So he says, it's like a king who had this huge pit, like a Grand Canyon, and he decides he's going to have a national project. He's going to fill the Grand Canyon. So the first worker comes. He's not too bright. He looks in the Grand Canyon. He says, this job is ridiculous. We're never going to finish this. And he quits. And the second fellow is a little wise man. He comes and he says, okay, if they want me to fill the Grand Canyon, that means I'll have a job for the rest of my life. As long as they pay me, what do I care? I'm an hourly worker. So there'll be a lot of work for me to do. So too with God. He says, look, don't ask, oh, well, you'll never be able to finish, you'll never be able to do it. He says, look, you get paid by the day. What are you doing today? That's the only question. Did you learn today? Did you learn as much as you can today? Whether you're going to finish tomorrow, that's a different question. So the idea of delegating, of saying, look, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my part. And then others will have to do their part afterwards. We just finished Tu B'Shvat. The famous idea of the trees that, just like my fathers planted for me, so too I will plant for my children as well. We plant, and with the other children will have to do their job as well. The idea of delegation is in Hebrew, there isn't a word in ancient Hebrew for delegating, but lahatzil in modern Hebrew, based on the idea Parshat Balotcha, which is sort of parallel to the Parshat this week, that Yitro said Moshe should delegate. In Balotcha, Moshe complains and God says, okay, let's delegate. So they delegated and they took some of the spirit from Moshe and he gave it to the 70 elders. And now he had 70 elders to help him in the Sanhedrin. So Rabbeinu Bachye, the great commentary, says, Moshe min nitala botaitza lidamot lidmut kono. By taking the spirit from him and giving it to the 70 elders, he was walking in the footsteps of God. Because God is Mazal Shivim Sorim Shamala. God also delegates. We know that one of the first Rashis in the Torah, Nase Adam, that God said, let's make man. Let's make man. Why can't God make him himself? What is he? Who is he making him with? So he said, well, he Nimlach be Maya Shamala. He checked with the angels above. And Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar is saying the same thing. That when God wants to do something, he shares the power with the 70 officers of the 70 nations of the world. They're his court, they're his Sanhedrin. And Moshe also was able to give of himself. The idea of delegating to take of your authority, you have a great idea, you have a grand plan, you're the CEO, you have a master plan. And to be able to delegate, say, you're the chairman of this, you're in charge of that, you take care of this. This is not the diminution of what a person can accomplish and of the person's power. On the contrary, this shows, like God, that you have the ability to spread out the wealth and get it done through a variety of people. It's to be able to give of yourself and to be able to find things for other people to do, literally give other people a job, give other people a role. This is a divine sort of a matter. When Jethro gives us advice, it turns out that he's giving advice for Moshe to do something which is divine, and that is to share with those under you. And this is beautiful advice. So, question of taking advice, Torah has what to say about it. Torah, the question of delegating, Torah has what to say about it. Taking advice, did Moshe take the advice of Paro, of Yitro, before the Torah was given? Did he take it after the Torah was given? Did he take it without checking with God? Did he take it with checking with God? The Rabban, Rashi, thinks he checked with God very much. And as far as delegating goes, this could be one of our highest goals, to teach, to share, to delegate, to find room for others, make room for others, tzimtzum, make yourself small, make room for others, so that others can benefit and can even lead as well. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lomith Congregation for our discussion of Parsha Yitro. Join us each week for the discussion of the Parsha, the holidays, and the how-to videos. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.